97.3, fourth one.
January is the month of the year when you are most likely to break up with your partner. This is according to a new study by relationship experts. They've given the top five reasons why people split up in January. How many of the five do you think you can get, Arlene? What do you think?
I don't know. Well, probably a couple, three maybe.
Yeah, go on.
The stress of Christmas, New Year.
Yes, that's the first one. The impact of Christmas stress catching up on you. Yeah.
You've wanted to dump them for ages, but you need to get through the Christmas, New Year period because otherwise it would be cruel.
Well, that's not on the list, but I think you're not far off the money with that one.
You got a really horrible present and you don't like your partner anymore.
No, that's not there. Okay, so the impact of Christmas stress is number one. Number two, wanting a fresh start in the new year. So, you know, you kind of wipe the slate clean, don't you, at the start of the new year. Number three, financial problems. Maybe you've spent too much money over Christmas and that's playing on your mind and it depresses you and therefore you...
Well, I had sort of lumped that into the whole stress of Christmas and New Year.
Depressing weather...
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it is depressing this time. It's hard to keep the old romance going when it's...
Is that because you end up spending too much time together?
That's it. Yeah. You kind of go outside and escape. That's right. You've got to stay inside and, like, I don't know, speak to each other. And family pressure pulling partners apart. Well, that's an interesting
That's because you've had a rubbish Christmas Day with the relatives, and that's when the pressure starts.
Yeah. Now, this is the interesting bit. The study also revealed 48% of people who split up are already in a new relationship.
How high was that percentage?
48%. Almost half.
No.
Almost half of everybody who split up in January is already moving on to someone else.
That's naughty.
That's the interesting bit, isn't it? How long do you leave it after breaking up with someone before you think it's all right to move on to someone else?
Well, 10 minutes. I mean, as long as it's sort of 10 minutes, then that's fine.
I'll be honest, there's been times where there hasn't even been a gap.
Oh, really?
In fact, there was the older overlap. Yeah, but a crossover got on. No, I'm joking, that hasn't really happened.
I mean, there shouldn't be an overlap, really.
But right, okay.
But you might have set your sights on someone else, or there's indications that someone else is interested in you.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it? That's the straw that breaks the camel's back. So... I wonder, let's do a quick straw poll on this. Say you've been going out with someone for over a year,
right,
and you split up today, right? You split up today, Thursday morning the 16th. You've just had the conversation, Luke, it's just not working out anymore. It's not you, it's me, that kind of nonsense. When's it okay to have a schneck with someone else?
Schneck?
Yeah, have a wee schneck.
Okay.
When's it all right? Would you say tomorrow night's too early?
Nah. I think it's age speaking. I think, why waste time? If someone takes your fancy, why not?
Lunchtime today, Arlene?
Oh, yeah, why not? Coffee break this morning, quite frankly.
Boogie in the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.4.